This morning our scripture lesson will come from 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, verses 6 through 13. 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, verses 6 through 13. This is Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica. You'll find these words. The New Revised Standard Update Edition would say, "Now we command you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from every brother or sister living irresponsibly and not according to the traditions that they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not irresponsible when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have that right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living irresponsibly, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again I stand before you. Once again, Father, as an empty pitcher before you, a full fountain, asking now that you would fill this fountain, that you would overflow this fountain. Again, Father, asking that you would use these lips, this voice to be yours, that you are heard, that this body you would hide so that you are seen. And Father, this message would make its way out to those you've given an ear to hear, a heart to receive, and a will to do. So, Father, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This passage of text is interesting in that it speaks of people living irresponsibly, not doing the things that they need to do, being mere busybodies, always in other people's business. But more than that, not wanting to do their share of what needs to be done. So as I began to go back and forth with this passage of text, anyone unwilling to work should not eat. How many of y'all have heard that before? Something that kind of went out, right? If you're not willing to work, you should not eat. You can't live off of somebody else. It struck me, you know, as a child, I don't do a job. Well, we've told our granddaughter that at age 10, she has a job. She has to go to school and do what needs to be done, make good grades. You are responsible for certain things. So you might not be earning a wage to pay for yourself, but you do have to have a desire to do what is right. There is work involved for what goes into taking care of you, right? So we've got to make it in some form or fashion that work has to be done in order to receive your benefits. Now, Paul is talking to the church and reminding them that we've heard idle hands are the devil's workshop, or an idle mind, right? So we got to make sure that we're busy doing what is right. He didn't want anybody living off of somebody else, because that's not what we need to do. If you are able to do something, you need to be able to do it. And he says, do not be weary in doing that which is right. So as I've had to commune with God with regards to this, we understand from a carnal side that we all must work. No matter what, in order to survive, in order to pay for ourselves, something has to take place. A job has to be done. A wage has to be earned. But then I decided, as I began to talk to God about this passage of text, how does that stand once we have retired? Once there's no more work to be done, how then do we pay for what's going on? Do you find us as being idle, sitting back, allowing things to happen? Many of you all have said you all have put in your time, right? You've worked to the retirement age. You've done all that you're supposed to do, but I remind you from time to time, right, that even though you can retire from the world, you can retire from man's job, you still are employed by God. Right? Sounds about right. So let's look at it this way. If we do not do what God has called us to do, how do we earn a way, or how do we have a right to eternal life? Sure, Christ paid the price for us. He died on the cross for our sins. But even still, you have to do work to make sure that you keep yourself covered in the blood. We have a great commission, a job to do. He has called us all to go out and make disciples for Jesus Christ, for the transformation of the world. In other words, you can't sit in a pew day after day, Sunday after Sunday, and not go out and, I don't want to say compel somebody, but inform somebody about what God has done for you. You cannot be blessed day in and day out and not share the blessing with someone else. See, there's still a job. We still have to do what God has called us to do. We can't sit back and expect to receive without a little giving. So when Paul tells us that we cannot be idle, we still have to go out and preach the good news. You must go out and speak of what he's done for you, the healing that has taken place, the blessings that continue to come down. Day in, day out, we wake up. Day in, day out, we find a way to busy ourselves with busyness. But are we doing what he's called us to do? Are we seeking the lost? Are we taking care of the homeless, or the widows and the orphans? Are we doing what he has called us to do? Or are we sitting back waiting on somebody else to do it? This is a good example of if you don't work, you don't eat. If you want to be found in favor of God, you still have to do what he's called you to do. You can't think, oh, I've gotten to 100 years old and I can sit back and do nothing else. It is a blessing to reach 100 years old. And someone needs to know how you got there. It's not by living right. Because along that 100-year journey, we've done some things that we should not have done. But it's by the grace of God that he's blessed us to see 100 years. But along that 100-year journey, there are some things that we've done right and some things we've done wrong. We need to be able to tell somebody. Beginning of this month, I wrote about two people, right? If you received the newsletter, I wrote about one that is 98 and John is 95, right? So in speaking of that, when you sit and talk to them, you find out what they've done, what their life was like, and you begin to see a picture of how God has been moving in their lives. You need to allow God to move in your life the same way. You cannot sit idly doing nothing and expecting to be blessed by God. You've got to go out and talk to somebody, help somebody, put somebody on your shoulders if you need to get where God needs them to be. It's the same thing Christ did for us. When we were lost, he came, found us, put us on his shoulders, and brought us back into the pen. So my brothers and sisters, if we do not work, we do not eat. And what we're feasting on, what we're working for, is eternal life. Let's go out and talk to somebody. Let's go out and share what God has done for us. You can't sit idly by and think that all that blessing that he's done for you, somebody will just notice it. Now, you've got to tell somebody the things you've done wrong and the things you've done right. Because you got to realize, a sinner like me, God saw fit to wake me up this morning. And if he saw fit to wake me up this morning and start me on my way, he can do it for somebody else. So don't sit back thinking that you've already arrived. Paul said, when we were with you, we didn't mooch off of you. We didn't take from you, even though we could have. But we put our hands to the plow to show you how to live, to show you what to do in the name of Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, if you've lived a good life, if you've lived a bad life, if you've lived any kind of life at all, go out and tell somebody how God has moved in your life and how he will move in theirs. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.